Over the years, millions of dollars of coins have been produced by the U.S. Mint. Some can be taken at face value, while others can be worth hundreds to thousands of dollars. So what gets people into collecting coins? I traveled to River City Coins and Jewelry in Cape Girardeau and met up with the owner, Mike Sprouse, to talk about coin collecting.
You know, people have been collecting coins for thousands of years. You know, I have some old coins here that are 2,000 years old that look like are damn new. And so that means somebody collected that coin, you know, 2,000 years ago, and it passed down from one collector to another to wind up here in my shop.
Sprouse says like the range of the age of his coins, he sees collectors in a very wide range of age as well.
I have quite a few, you know, what I call junior collectors, and some are quite avid, and then I've got, of course, I got a steady stream of, you know, older collectors that are active still and what have you, and it's been good.
What attracts people to this hobby is the ease of getting started. Besides the coins, all you need is a reference book, a good magnifying glass, and a safe way to store your coins. And a sharp eye comes in handy as well. Some people get started by going through their pockets or an old jar of coins that was forgotten about in a drawer or closet. It can also be passed down through generations. Someone showing their kids or grandkids their old coin collection tends to create new coin collectors by sparking their interest.
Yeah, there's no barriers to entry. You know, I've spent a lifetime learning what I know about coins and all, but unlike a lot of collectible items, you can't really find good reference materials on a lot of things. But coins, there's weekly magazines, monthly magazines, there's books about every series of coin. So, you know, a person could educate themselves.
Sprouse says that over the past decade, there's been an increase in collectors after people saw their stocks and bonds shrinking as a result of the economy.
The number of collectors is increasing as a result of the increased interest in silver and gold as a counter investment to stocks and bonds and CDs and all. They get exposed to large pennies and 2 cent pieces and 20 cent coins and things of that sort that they never knew existed. And so, you know, we win some of them over to the coin collecting side.
Another good thing is coins usually don't lose their initial value. After all, a penny saved is a penny earned.
You know, that's one reason to collect coins as opposed to stamps or comic books or ball cards or beanie badges, you know, or whatever, because, you know, if the worst you can do is spend them, you know, I mean, and all you've lost is inflation.
Back in the 60s, the U.S. Mint changed the material they make coins with, and people took notice.
When the government started making coins out of something other than silver, that, you know, lit a fuse here. But, you know, the reason they're not making silver dimes anymore because the silver in that dime is worth more than a dime.
This frenzy would come to an end after a while and last many years, mainly because there weren't that many new coins being produced that collectors wanted.
Aside from error coins, you know, nothing produced since the 60s has really amounted to anything. You know, they're not precious metal, and so, you know, a lot of people just quit collecting the clad stuff. And the silver stuff, you know, you almost have to buy it all if you wanted to collect mercury dimes or Washington quarters, what have you. You know, you're going to have to buy them for the most part because you could go through thousands of dollars worth of dimes and quarters and not find a single silver coin, you know.
At the end of the 90s, coin collecting got a resurgence thanks to a new program from the U.S. Mint.
Well, then in 1999, the government started that statehood quarter program. And needless to say, that was like a shot of adrenaline, you know, to the coin business, because it sparked a tremendous increase in the number of people collecting coins and such. All of a sudden, you know, coin collecting was hot again. And so you had a situation where those that had kind of set the hobby aside for a while, now their children and grandchildren are interested maybe in these new coins, and they remember their old coins that they had.
This 10-year program featured all 50 states in the order they became a state. They were produced for about 10 weeks each and will not be reproduced again. When the government saw how popular this new program was, they decided to keep it going in a different way.
Once the statehood quarter program ended, they started what they call the America the Beautiful Quarter program. What they're doing now, starting in 2010, is they're producing five quarters a year featuring national parks and or national monuments in the order that they became national parks or national monuments for all 50 states.
To kick off the seventh year of this program, the next quarter from the U.S. Mint's America the Beautiful series will go into circulation on February 1st. The design that was chosen is from Southern Illinois, featuring Camel Rock at Garden of the Gods in the Shawnee National Forest. The rest of the series includes the states Kentucky, West Virginia, North and South Dakota.
Actually, I think the coins are generally more attractive than the earlier ones in the state headquarters because they've got nice, you know, scenes, you know, on them, you know, representing the park or monument.
The series will end in 2021, but Sprouse thinks the fascination will continue for many years to come.
And so I don't think there's ever going to be a no collectors of coins. You know, I think there's always going to be a base there of people that collect coins.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Benji Jeffords.